The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
We want to invite you to align your money with your faith. Welcome to Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni. And with me is the man, Jay Peroni. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Tom. How about you?
Great. Good to see you. I can see you on a tiny screen here. I wish we were in person, but across the miles here, all 50 states of the United States, you're able to serve people. Jay, it seems like America's employment picture might have changed a bit with the Labor Department jobs report numbers that came out last week. Payroll employment, if I understand this correctly, rose by 254,000. That number is higher than people expected, right? So the BLS says that the unemployment rate stayed above about the same at 4.1%. Does this put to bed any ideas of a recession?
Well, that's a great question, Tom. Although that job report that you're mentioning did provide a positive surprise, the latest jobs report came in, as you mentioned, stronger than expected, at least on the headline level. The unemployment rate actually dropped from 4.2% down to 4.1%. Mm-hmm. And the markets have reacted very positively to that.
Good.
And we also had the union representing the workers at the Eastern Gulf Coast ports reaching a deal to suspend the strike that began on October 1st. These are great developments. By no stretch of the imagination are we, you know, seeing bad news from that. But one report does not change the trend. And we need to see good report after good report before it changes that trend. And think about it this way, Tom. If your child had been getting D's and F's for the last 6 to 8 months and they come home with a B on a test, would you say, wow, you turned it around? No, you'd say, great job. That was a good test. Let's keep on this path. See if you can keep the trend going. And that's what we really need to see with the employment picture. One encouraging report is great, but it doesn't wipe out the months and months of bad reports that we've seen. Same with manufacturing. The numbers have been very recessionary there as well. The one true silver lining, though, has been the stock market. It's still in a positive trend. The S&P 500 would need to drop, I estimate, from down to about 5,000 from its current levels, really for me to be more concerned about a recession. It's at about 5,700 right now. We'd need to see about a 12% drop before we'd be looking at a recession unfolding. One of the great things about working with us at Faith Investor Services, we actively manage portfolios, take action if we do see a recession unfolding. We don't see that potential right now. There's some amazing, amazing investment opportunities between now and the end of the year. Now's a great time for a portfolio review, Tom. If our listeners are concerned, it's free at faithandretirement.com.
Very good. And this is your place for biblically responsible investing. Jay, October seems to be shaping up to be a busy month with lots going on for investors. There's the war, interest rate cuts, an upcoming election. So is now a good time to invest, or is it better to just keep your powder dry and wait till the end of the year?
Well, I love Mark Twain. He had this great quote. He said, October, this is one of the peculiarly dangerous months to speculate in stocks. The others are July, January, September, April, November, May, March, June, December, August, and February. We may laugh about that, but it's true, right? There's always something to worry about in the world, right? And there's an old saying from Wall Street saying stocks climb a wall of worry. And this goes for October. And there are plenty of things for investors to worry about. The good news at Faith Investor, we choose faith over fear, and we take the emotion out of investing. But some of the concerns on the minds of investors right now are the Middle East, as you mentioned, the war. When tensions escalate in the Middle East, the financial markets tend to get very unsettled. Tension quickly moves to economic issues, oil prices, other potential disruptions. Then we look at October itself. While October historically has been a strong month for stocks, it's also known for volatility. Think about Black Monday, right? The crash of 87 and 2008. Those were some of the worst months in the history of the markets. Also, investors, as you mentioned, interest rates, you know, they're looking at the Fed. There's no Fed meeting here in October. And a lot of speculation going on. Is the Fed going to cut rates again in their next two-day meeting in November? And then, as you also mentioned, the election, the 2024 election has entered its final weeks. While most of the attention's given to the presidency, many other issues are on the ballot across the nation as well. The good news is we don't have the East Coast port strike on that list of things to be concerned about. Now it's a question of how long is it going to take for some of our supplies to pick back up after that brief strike. And then we also have, a lot of concerns, people right now, about the market and all of these sorts of things. And that's what we're here to help our listeners. If they've got questions or concerns, they can call us and we can walk through their portfolio, give them some professional advice. And that's why we do this show, Tom.
This is Faith and Retirement. And I love that word faith. We have a lot to be thankful for. And we know our eternal destiny. So that's great. And I love also giving our listeners offers. And this is one offer I don't want to miss. So I want to mention it early on in the program. You can get your free ebook, which is called 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith, by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni, the host of this program. And you can do it for free. So don't wait. You can get your free download right now. This is your place for biblically responsible investing. So speaking of that, Jay, what is the safest stock sector historically? Is it utilities?
Well, utilities are typically a safe sector, and so are healthcare and consumer staples like food, water, and toilet paper. And think about it this way, Tom. If there was a recession and lots of people were out of work, what do people still need no matter what? Think about it. Food, water, electricity, gas, medicine, housing. These are things that have a lot more value when times are tough. And you had mentioned utilities. Electricity and utilities are a good place long term. There's been surging demand for electricity. After years of flat growth, the U.S. electricity demand has really started to grow the last few years, about 1.3% annually over the past 3 years, and double that rate from 2010 to 2019. That was a little bit lower. So we've seen a big uptick in electricity demand, and it's being driven by the commercial demand, particularly in states like Virginia, North Dakota, Texas, where the data centers are booming. Believe me, you know, with all the artificial intelligence, there's going to be strong desire and need for these data centers. And projections suggest this surge will continue, with forecasts for 2024 and 2025 showing big jumps. The rise of AI, data center expansions, along with trends like clean energy investments, are some of the key factors that are pushing the demand for electricity higher. And I think as the U.S. economy becomes more electrified, there's going to be a greater need for investments in energy infrastructure as well to keep up with this demand and ensure sustainable growth. So I do like utilities, particularly energy, electricity. Those are some good areas, I believe, for the long term as a faith-based investor and Christian. You know, a lot of those companies are clean, so they're on our radar screen right now.
Yeah. In the first time in decades, they are starting up a nuclear power station again. So that is amazing news. You can really see the need for additional power. Do you have any listener stories or client stories, Jay? I always love to talk to you about these, about people who came to you thinking their investment portfolios were clean or at least neutral, and then they found out otherwise.
Yeah, I have a recent one, Tom. A gentleman named Dan, he leads a pornography addiction ministry, and he was trapped in that sin for many decades before finding freedom. And he heard the show, and he started thinking about his portfolio. He never really thought about it from that perspective. And he said, Jay, you know, can I have you look at what I'm doing? I don't think there's going to be anything, but could you at least take a look for me? And we went through his portfolio and found that he was investing about 36% of his funds were in explicit entertainment and pornography. And he had no idea. Wow. He thought his money manager would be screening that junk out, but they weren't. And think of it this way. Most money managers, mutual funds, brokers, advisors, investments have one goal. It's to make money. And most of them don't really care as much about the source of those profits. If they can make it on pornography or whatever, you know, as long as it's a financial return, they'll invest in it. And a personal example for me, I love cold brew coffee, right? I make it at home, grind up the coffee beans, I use a filter, I pour water over it, and I have that filter because I don't want the grinds in my coffee, right? And think about it that way. If your fund manager or your advisor isn't using a screen to filter out the garbage, everything's going to get through. And that's what we see with a lot of people that are investing. They're solid Christians, but they don't realize a lot of these things that Christians don't agree with: abortion, pornography, the persecution of Christians, alcohol, gambling, LGBTQ, wokeism. All these things end up in your portfolio because there's no screen in place. And that's what we try to help people. That's why we do this show, to help you match your Christian values with your portfolio. And you can go to faithandretirement.com and get that free ethical screen to see what you're supporting.
Again, if you want to give Jay a call, that's another option to you as well. You can pick up the phone and call Jay at 800-270-7310 while you're thinking about it, and say, you know, our family needs to have a informal, quick discussion with you about our family finances and what direction to take, especially when there's money in motion in your life, when there are big changes, or maybe you got some money in the mail as part of an inheritance, all those kinds of things. Well, you may need professional help to get through it. So, Jay, I wanted to ask you, too, about just all of the headlines. It's been heartbreaking to see the videos on the news regarding Americans who are suffering after the hurricanes this fall. And as we are recording this program, too, there's another hurricane bearing down on the southeast. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, this is a terrible and destructive hurricane season. I used to live in South Carolina, and I always had the threat of a hurricane, but just seeing the Asheville area, the Gulf Coast, and other areas in Florida just impacted, it's really disturbing, you know, just to see what's going on. And the good news is Americans everywhere are reaching out, a helping hand to reassure through charitable and humanitarian efforts. So I always say, seek to help with your time, talent, and resources. These folks need some help: water, food, shelter. There are many amazing ministries helping: Samaritan's Purse, your local church. Give money right now. Help those folks. You know, they're really struggling. And I hope you'll join me in prayer. I've been praying and really just praying for a fast and thorough recovery to each of these areas affected, and send my best wishes and those to you and your family and loved ones if they've been affected. It's really a difficult situation here. A lot of the property insurance casualty companies had the biggest hit this past week. A lot of them get hit hard just because of the financial impact here of the hurricane, and there'll be some good investment opportunities. I don't like to look at a serious situation and say let's make money off of it, but a lot of people are asking me, Jay, you know, looking at what's going on, should we invest in some home builders? Or, you know, one company that, you know, really does well is look for companies that do portable generation, you know, electricity that they can do backup. There's a number of companies you can look at there that have some opportunities. Also, home improvement places like Lowe's, you're going to need wooden supplies, engineering companies that often benefit from rebuilding efforts, and then clean water shortages are happening. So companies that make and transport water are really some investment opportunities as we see, you know, the rebuild coming on after, you know, we've had some relief and people getting help. So
Jay Peroni is our expert, and we are so glad to have you with us. Past performance is no guarantee of future results, of course. But I can tell you that Jay has been handling our family finances for quite some time now, and we are very pleased with what's happening. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more with Jay right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
Whether you're looking for wisdom on your retirement income, annuities, life insurance, wealth accumulation, maybe you just need some help protecting your assets during these turbulent days, stay with us for practical answers you can use today. This is Faith and Retirement. Download your free book at faithandretirement.com. So, Jay, a lot of our listeners are getting ready to retire soon, I know. These are people I know in 2024 and 2025. So what happens if there's a recession then?
Yeah, so we get a lot of calls from people that are looking to retire every week. There's someone that's saying, hey, I'm looking to retire later this year or next year. So that is a great question. And one of the greatest risks that investors face, Tom, is called the sequence of returns. It sounds like a fancy name, but this is really based on the fact that the markets go up and down, and they're going to be bull markets where the markets are rising and bear markets when the markets are falling. And feast and famine in the economy, too, times of prosperity and times of recession, as you mentioned. Now, any given year, the stock market could be up or down. And what happens if you retire and it happens that the markets start to head down? And for example, what if you retired in 2001 or 2008 or 2022 when the markets were down? It could deplete your assets much faster. So part of my job as a financial planner is to really spread out and make sure that money lasts, that they don't run out of money. Now, take, for example, if someone retires with about $1 million and they're pulling out 4 to 5% per year, a bad year to start retirement could wipe out 13 years or more on how long that money lasts. And if you retire at 62 and it only lasts 24 years, that would be age 86, and that could be a huge problem. Versus if you had a solid strategy and your money lasts for 37 years, that would last until you're 100. So we help retirees make sure their money lasts. We do this five ways, Tom. The first is to create a financial plan. We use our retirement analyzer, which has three buckets: Social Security, secure income. This could be pensions or private pensions. We help people create income for life. And then our growth bucket, which helps our clients get ahead of it, taxes and inflation. Then we also, in addition to that financial plan, we create a balanced portfolio. And think of it like this. We look at all of the investments. We do it from a faith-based or Christian perspective, but we also want to look at the risk that our clients are taking. And you have too much risk or too little risk, both of those can be very dangerous. So we try to make sure that we've got a well-diversified plan that takes into account stocks, bonds, things like gold and silver, commodities, and other fixed income instruments. The other thing that we do is make sure that our clients understand their risk and their time horizon, make sure that we're creating enough income so that they can keep up with their lifestyle in retirement and be able to still give and support ministries and do mission work all over the world. And then the other thing that I see an issue with people is they have too many positions, very difficult for them to have a good plan. We typically own about 15 to 20 different good companies, along with our Prey ETF, the Christian Stock Investor Fund. So we have in our portfolio about 70 to 80 companies, and then add in the gold and silver, commodities, and really build a good, solid plan so that they can survive the ups and downs and take that sequence of returns issue out of the equation as much as we can.
Boy, so much to what you just said, and I hope that our listeners didn't miss that part about secure income. Which is like what you talk about often, a guaranteed income for life. And I just think for so many of our listeners, that is an increasingly important option, especially for people who don't have as much Social Security money coming in as they had, you know, banked on in the past. Mm-hmm. So really great. And you can learn from Jay by picking up the phone and calling him and asking your questions. He's incredibly accessible. 800-270-7310. And unlike a lot of programs, I mean, he is actually, well, there is a live phone answer on the weekends, and you can reach out to him during the week as well in emails at the letter J, Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. Jay, you've had some really great stock picks in 2024. How do you go about finding these great companies?
Yeah. So the first thing we start with, Tom, is the ethical review. So we screen out things like abortion, pornography, embryonic stem cell research, countries that are persecuting Christians. We screen out tobacco, alcohol, gambling, a lot of those vices. And then we narrow our universe down to about 3,000 companies that we follow on a daily basis. We stack rank them from number one all the way down to 3,000 using five different financial metrics. We look at the financial health, the earnings trends, the valuation, the risk, and the relative strength. And then we zero in on the top 10% of these companies, just 300 companies. And from there, we do a lot of research and try to find the best opportunities, about 10 to 20 companies to add to our portfolios. So far, that top 10 through October 7th is up 97% this year. And the top 20 stocks are up 64%. We're finding great opportunities that line up with our faith and values and are getting great returns. Again, the past is the past. The, you know, past performance doesn't indicate future results, but we do know the process works. I've been using this for well over a decade to find good opportunities, companies that are off the beaten path. Some of them are ones you know. Some of them are companies you may never have heard of. Like, for example, Sprouts Farmers Market's been a stock we've owned. It's up over 100% for us this year. NVIDIA is another great stock that's done really well in the artificial intelligence. Costco has been a stock that we've owned as well. So we do find household names. We do find off the beaten path opportunities. But combining that with our Prey ETF, we have some kind of higher octane stocks combined with our core portfolio, which is the Prey Christian Stock Investors ETF. And then, as I mentioned earlier, we wrap around some gold and silver, some commodities, and some bonds to really help our investors have a biblically responsible portfolio and one that can keep up with inflation and taxes. That's the goal, at least.
Very good. Jay Peroni is with us. And Jay, you're very humble about your accomplishments, really, and your background. Jay is an author. He's a fiduciary, a certified financial planner. He's senior portfolio manager for Faith Investor Services. He also happens to be a very nice person, and he shepherds our family finances. I'm just going to read you something very brief from David John Marotta, and I wanted to get your input. And the title of it is Fee-Only Investment Financial Planner, What's the Difference? And here's what he says. Fee-only financial planners are registered investment advisors with a fiduciary responsibility to act in their clients' best interest. They do not accept any fees or compensation based on product sales. Fee-only advisors have fewer inherent conflicts of interest, and they generally provide more comprehensive advice. Commission-based agents and brokers often take offense at this distinction. Blurring the difference, they created a category dubbed fee-based, which means they charge a fee in addition to collecting commissions. Study after study shows that even consumers seeking a strictly fee-only advisor find these terms confusing. So, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, it can be confusing. I mean, the biggest thing is to look for a fiduciary, and that's what it boils down to. Do they have their interests first or their clients'
yes.
interests? There used to be a rule that, you know, for a lot of commission people, and it was do no harm. And the do no harm meant, you know, if you got 1% and I got 7%, that's okay. Whereas a fiduciary looks at, okay, you're only getting a 1% rate of return. That's not acceptable. That's not something I would do for myself, not something I would do for my family. So it is a higher standard. So always looking for that fiduciary, looking for someone that has their fee structure that's in line with their advice that they're giving. They don't want to be steered toward a certain product or service based on a commission that they're paying. So you want to look for those conflicts of interest. Those are really important as you're seeking out financial advice and guidance.
Thank you so much, Jay. It sounds like the golden rule to me, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Jay, thank you so much for our time today. And believe it or not, we're already out of time. But I did want to remind people that there are roughly 2,000 Bible verses that mention money. Jesus' teachings are filled with references to our giving and wealth and our possessions and our attitudes regarding greed and envy. So God cares about all of this stuff. If you want to align your money with your faith, give Jay a call, 800-270-7310. This is our invitation to you. Visit the website, check out all the resources that are there, and download your free book, faithandretirement.com. Thank you, Jay. We will see you next week. Tell a friend about this outreach ministry, Faith and Retirement.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.